I think I would like to make mention with regard to it. Many people are not aware of it. Many people say, Hamas are the people who broke the truce. And how could they have broken the truce? Many Muslims say, how could they broke the truce? They knew that they would not be able to resist the Israeli army. Why did they have to fire the rockets? What was the truce? The Egypt-mediated truce between Hamas that won the elections in February 2006 took effect on 19 June of this last year. The ceasefire stipulated Hamas will hold the fire of homemade shells into Israeli territory in exchange for Israel lifting the 12-month blockade and ceasing all military attacks against Gaza Strip. In addition, the truce deal included Israel and Hamas will start to conduct indirect talks over a prisoner swap deal. Israel broke this on many occasions. Amongst that was that on October 8, Israel prevented the Physician for Human Rights from entering the embattled Gaza Strip. In October 26, Israel prevented 100 international academics and human rights organizations from entering Gaza. In November the 5th, when the world's media was directed towards the American elections, Israel attacked areas inside Gaza, killing at least 6 Palestinians. A 19-year-old Palestinian activist is killed in an Israeli air raid in the northern parts of Gaza. Israel killed one Palestine in West Bank. Now, this was the thing that they broke all along. They had broke the truce. Now, talking about the provocation. In October, they allowed 120 trucks a day through the crossings, through the borders, to bring necessarily relief and medical supplies to the people of Gaza. What type of independence? Yesterday, while speaking on the radio, you know, the rabbi made this whole, you know, the silly comment when he said that we gave, by pulling out of Gaza, they gave them the opportunity of peace and they rejected the offer of peace. What type of peace and what type of independence? We gave them peace, we gave them independence, they couldn't look after the independence. What type of peace and independence is that your water is controlled by someone else? The food that comes into your territory is controlled by someone else. The medicine that comes into your territory is controlled by someone else. So in October, there was 120 trucks a day that came in with necessary relief supplies. In November, they started bringing 4 trucks a day. 4 trucks a day. They started strangling. And then when the strangle became, they might have been individuals, became angry, frustrated. And then they used that as a means of retaliation. Use that as a means of retaliation. In this particular, this rockets that are fired, you know, they have killed 13 people in the last couple of years. And in retaliation, 7,000 people have been killed. But it's given the people of Gaza some sort of, even with peace, we are not getting anything. So let us just resist. This is the situation. I can, you know, go on making mention with regard to some of the injustice. Let us start to come to the conclusion with regard to some of these aspects. There are many lessons that we learn, my dear respected brothers. We can, as I said, go on giving some of this injustice. This is some of the, just a tip of the iceberg that we have made mention of with regard to the injustice, the duplicity, the double standards, the injustice that has been carried out against the people of Palestine. Now, as we come in, let us speak about some of the lessons that you and I, we need to learn. One of them is that while we do feel hurt and anguish over what is happening, sometimes we must be very careful with regard to, you know, pronouncing judgments. We in South Africa sometimes, Allahu Alam, we sometimes regard ourselves as super Muslims, but we have never been subject to trial on the basis of our deen. Have never been subject, and Allah never make it such, because we are so accustomed to a comfortable way of living. Wallahu alam, how we would respond on trial on the basis of our faith, if our faith is being tested. These people have been tested, their faith has been tested. They have been slaughtered because they are Muslims. We have never gone, and Allah never bring that situation. We don't know what will be the situation of human being, how we will respond when he is put to trial. Hazrat Mawlana Tashamulak Tanwir Rahmatullah Ali, I recall him on many occasions used to make mention of this incident. Now, I don't recall whether he said he himself or someone he knows. He say that, and of course it's possible he himself would have been, because he was amongst those who migrated from India to the newly formed and established state of Pakistan in 1947. He said, I saw many people changing at that time. He said, I saw people who didn't have beards and they started keeping beards. And I saw people who kept beards, who had beards, and they shaved off their beards. He said, I went to them, I said, why did you do this action? He said, look at the different reactions. He said, those people who had beards and they shaved it off, they said,